This article will be studied during the week of April 13th through 19th. Understanding the meaning of baptism. Theme text: Make disciples, baptizing them. Matthew 28:19. Song 52, Christian Dedication. Focus: The meaning of baptism, its importance, and what it involves.
Paragraph 1, Question: What indicates that baptism is a fundamental Bible teaching?
How happy we are when new ones get baptized. Did you know that this joy can be traced back to the very first meeting of the Christian congregation? That meeting included a baptism and a talk that explained the fundamental teaching about baptism. Acts 2:38, 40, and 41. The Apostle Paul wrote that the primary doctrine about the Christ includes the teaching on baptisms. Hebrews 6:1-2. Although the subject of baptism might seem basic, we need to understand it well. Why?
Paragraph 2, Question: Why do we need a thorough understanding of baptism?
Just as a solid foundation can help make a house sturdy, a thorough understanding of baptism can help us to have strong faith. We need this understanding, whether we are progressing toward baptism or have been baptized for many years. So in this article, we will answer these questions. What is the meaning of baptism? What does Christian baptism involve? And why do we get baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit? The meaning of your baptism.
Paragraph 3, Question: What does baptism symbolize?
Getting baptized shows publicly that you have accepted the truth about Jehovah God and Christ Jesus, repented of your sins, adjusted your life course to serve Jehovah, recognized Jesus as God's way of salvation, and expressed to God in prayer your sincere desire to do His will in association with His organization. Once you make that promise or dedication and get baptized, you begin a course that leads to everlasting life.
Paragraph 4, Question: What does being completely immersed in water symbolize?
When you get baptized, you are completely immersed in water and then raised out of it, as if you had been buried and then resurrected.
The footnote reads: The Greek word baptisma, translated baptism, means immersion or dipping. So baptism refers to a person being completely immersed in water, not merely sprinkled with water, as some religions teach.
Baptism illustrates the dramatic changes that you have made in your life. How? When you go under the water, you show that you have ended your former way of life. When you come out of the water, you begin your new life, centered on doing God's will.
The picture collage for paragraph 4 shows a man getting baptized after overcoming multiple challenges. He excitedly watches a boxing match on TV. He smokes a cigarette. He abuses alcohol. Later, he gets baptized in the pool. The picture caption reads: When you get baptized, you end your old way of life and begin your new life centered on doing God's will. Paragraph 5, Question: How does the work that you do to prepare for baptism compare to the work that Noah did to build the ark? 1 Peter 3:18-21 reads:
For Christ died once for all time for sins, a righteous person for unrighteous ones, in order to lead you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. And in this state he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who had formerly been disobedient when God was patiently waiting in Noah's day, while the ark was being constructed, in which a few people, that is, 8 souls, were carried safely through the water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, is also now saving you, not by the removing of the filth of the flesh, but by the request to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
In a sense, we can compare the work that you do to get ready for baptism to the work Noah did to build the ark. If you are just starting to learn about Jehovah, the work ahead might seem overwhelming, perhaps even as massive a job as building Noah's ark. Is all that effort really necessary? It certainly was for Noah. God himself designed the ark, and Noah had to follow that design closely to preserve life through the flood. With faith and God's support, Noah obeyed and built the ark. Like Noah, you can successfully do according to all that God has commanded. Genesis 6:22.
Paragraph 6, question. In what sense can baptism save you?
In verse 21, the Apostle Peter wrote that baptism is saving you. Of course, the simple act of being immersed in water does not bring salvation, nor does it somehow wash your sins away. Only the blood of Jesus can cleanse you from sin. However, baptism is a vital part of doing all that God has commanded and serves as your request to God for a good conscience. Jehovah will be pleased to give you what you asked for. In that sense, baptism is saving you or leading you to salvation. What Christian baptism involves?
Paragraph 7, question. How should a baptism be conducted?
Apart from the requirement for total immersion, the Bible does not provide many details about baptism. Still, the scriptures do help us to know what is appropriate. For example, Bible principles help baptism candidates know how to dress and also help observers know how to behave. Today, immersion is usually performed by an elder, and we avoid giving prominence to those who have this privilege. A baptism is valid whether it is witnessed by a large audience or not.
Paragraph 8, question. What questions are baptism candidates asked, and why?
The Bible shows that we should make public declaration for salvation, that is, express our faith. Romans 10, 9 and 10. See study note on publicly declare. How fitting it is, then, that we do so when we get baptized, the very action that is crucial for salvation. For that reason, candidates for baptism are asked two questions. The first is, have you repented of your sins, dedicated yourself to Jehovah, and accepted his way of salvation through Jesus Christ? This question focuses on how a person has prepared for baptism, and it is similar to the exhortation that Peter gave to the crowd at Pentecost. The second question is, do you understand that your baptism identifies you as one of Jehovah's Witnesses in association with Jehovah's organization? This question reminds us that we live up to our dedication by cooperating with the direction provided through Jehovah's organization and serving God alongside fellow Christians, just as the first century disciples did.
Acts 2:38-42 reads,
Peter said to them,
repent, and let each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the free gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and your children, and to all those who are far away, to all those whom Jehovah our God may call to himself.
And with many other words, he gave a thorough witness and kept exhorting them, saying,
get saved from this crooked generation.
So those who gladly accepted his word were baptized. And on that day, about 3,000 people were added. And they continued devoting themselves to the teaching of the apostles, to associating together, to the taking of meals, and to prayers.
Those who can wholeheartedly answer yes to both questions qualify for baptism.
The picture for paragraph 8 shows baptism candidates of different ages, each making a public declaration of faith from the front rows of chairs at an assembly. The picture description reads, at an assembly, baptism candidates stand to make a public declaration of their faith. The picture caption reads, your baptism includes a public declaration for salvation. Paragraph 9, question, what steps must everyone take to gain God's favor?
Even before you began learning the truth, you may have lived a reasonably good life and never committed any serious sins. Or you may have been raised by Christian parents who helped you to love Jehovah. Do you still need to repent and get baptized to gain God's favor? Yes. Regardless of our background, we must all recognize that we inherited sin, which alienated us from God. As we come to know Jehovah, though, we choose to put His will ahead of ours. Once we do that, we can repent of our previous course and turn around, begin following a way of life that pleases our Father in heaven. We can then get baptized.
Paragraph 10, question, what should you do if you previously got baptized as an adherent of another religion?
If you previously got baptized as an adherent of another religion, you still need to get baptized as one of Jehovah's Witnesses. Why? Because you did not then sufficiently understand the truth about Jehovah God and Jesus. And even if you dedicated yourself to God in prayer, your promise would not have been based on a correct understanding of His will. When the Apostle Paul met men in Ephesus who previously got baptized without having the needed understanding of Christian teaching, he arranged for them to get rebaptized.
The footnote reads, those men in Ephesus had undergone John's baptism. John the Baptist urged the Jews to repent over their sins against the law of Moses, and John baptized those who responded. However, John's baptism ceased to be valid once the law ended. From then on, God approves of only one baptism that leads to salvation.
Likewise today, baptism is valid only if it is based on an accurate knowledge of God's will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Paragraph 11, question, what does it mean to get baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit?
Jesus commanded that new disciples be baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Matthew 28:18-20 reads,
Jesus approached and spoke to them, saying,
all authority has been given me in heaven and on the earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of people of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I have commanded you. And look, I am with you all the days until the conclusion of the system of things.
What did he mean? In the Bible, the word for name often refers to someone's reputation. It can also refer to the position and the authority represented by a name. So, when we do something in the name of someone or something, we recognize the authority behind that name. Consider how you can recognize the position and the authority of the Father and of the Son, as well as the role of God's Holy Spirit.
Paragraph 12, question, how do we get baptized in the name of the Father?
In the name of the Father. We acknowledge Jehovah as our Heavenly Father, or Life Giver. He is the Almighty God, the Creator of all things.
Revelation 4:11 reads,
you are worthy, Jehovah our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, because you created all things, and because of your will they came into existence and were created.
We recognize him as the hearer of prayer, and we use his personal name respectfully and freely when we pray to him and speak to others about him. Yet more is involved in getting baptized in the name of the Father. Peter's listeners at Pentecost already knew about Jehovah, but they now needed to recognize him as the loving provider of everlasting salvation through Jesus Christ.
Paragraph 13, question, how do we get baptized in the name of the Son?
In the name of the Son. We recognize Jesus as the only begotten Son of God. Jesus is the way, the only one through whom we can have a good relationship with Jehovah. Jesus is also our Redeemer, the one who died for us so that we might gain life. That knowledge moves us to follow his example every day of our life, not just when we get baptized. So we zealously preach, as he did, letting nothing deter us. We are even willing to endure persecution for loyally serving God. We respect Jesus as the head of the congregation, so we gladly submit to those whom he entrusts to take the lead and to care for his followers. Ephesians 5:23.
Paragraph 14, Question A. How do we get baptized in the name of the Holy Spirit? Question B. What additional baptisms do the anointed undergo?
In the name of the Holy Spirit. We accept the truth about the Holy Spirit. It is not a person or part of a Trinity, but God's active force. We recognize that Holy Spirit guided the prophets and the Bible writers. So we regularly read the Bible and follow its teachings. And we avoid committing serious sins, for such conduct could not only block God's Spirit from reaching us, but also hinder the free flow of His Spirit in the congregation.
The picture collage for paragraphs 12 through 14 shows one of the newly baptized sisters shown in the previous image praying in her home. One of the newly baptized brothers shown in the previous image shares a scripture with a man he meets in the house-to-house ministry. One of the newly baptized sisters shown in the previous image reads the Bible in her home. The picture caption reads, "After your baptism, continue to recognize the position and the authority of the Father and of the Son, as well as the role of the Holy Spirit." The following is supplementary information. Baptisms that the anointed undergo. In addition to their water baptism, anointed Christians undergo these additional baptisms. They get baptized with Holy Spirit when they are invited to serve with Christ in heaven. They get baptized into Christ in the sense that they become so closely united with Christ that they can be called Christ's body. Galatians 3:27 and 28. They get baptized into Christ's death inasmuch as they faithfully follow his example until they finish their earthly course and are raised to life in heaven. Returning to the article. Paragraph 15, question. What should be our determination?
If you are already a baptized Christian, be determined to understand all aspects of the teaching on baptisms and to live up to the promise you made to Jehovah with your dedication and baptism. But what if you are not yet a baptized Christian? Could something be holding you back? The next article will discuss how you can keep working toward baptism. How would you answer? What does Christian baptism symbolize? What questions are baptism candidates asked, and why? What does it mean to get baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit? Song 161. To do your will is my delight. End of article.